This is the Afternoon Magazine on AM 580. I'm Celeste Quinn. Photojournalist Mary Ellen Mark is one of the world's most influential photographers. In a profile of the artist by the New York Times Magazine, Vicki Goldberg said this about her work. She brings to all her photographs an unflinching yet compassionate eye. In the midst of exotica or on the fringes of society where she often chooses to be, she does not exaggerate the unavoidably alien, freakish qualities a less complex photographer would emphasize, but tries to find clues to what is familiar and human. Mark joins me this afternoon to talk about one of her most recent projects, Twins. Twins is a collection of portraits of twins, although there is one picture of triplets in this collection, and most of the twins are identical. It's a project that has brought together Mark's work in documentary and portraiture photography. You may have seen some of these photographs in a recent double issue of the New Yorker magazine, the family issue of this past August. Now the photographs are available in a collection from Aperture, and you can see some of the photographs from the collection on our website. So go to WILL.UIUC.EDU, and the twins you will see there are all from Illinois. Mary Ellen Mark, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you for having me.
Sure. In the foreword to Twins, you say that in your many years of photographing, whenever there was an opportunity, you would take a picture of twins. What is it about twins that fascinates you?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, in the history of photography, many photographers have been fascinated by twins, like August Sander, Louis Farrar. Harvey Stein did a book on twins. Diane Arbus took a picture of twins. I mean, they're fascinating. I mean, it's just amazing to see two people that look exactly alike.
Yeah. Exactly alike, but not quite.
I beg your pardon?
Exactly alike, but not quite.
Well, not quite exactly alike, because one of the things that's really wonderful about working with twins is that subtlety, that they're not exactly alike. And that's why I decided to work with a 20x24 camera, which is a huge Polaroid camera. Because I thought it just allowed me to be able to see in great detail the likenesses and the differences.
And for our listeners, 20x24 means inches.
Yeah, it's huge. You get it, and you immediately get a print also, and there's no negative, so each image is unique. And I think it's really great because the subject gets to share in the process of making the photograph because they see the picture immediately.
Right. So what was it like to be there with the people you photographed as the picture develops and is revealed?
Well, you see it immediately. You know, it comes out of the camera and then they peel the paper off when it's totally developed. No, it's always great. I use it also for portraits and for singletons, and it's always an interesting process because people are just so amazed to see themselves right away.
Yeah.
And even with children, because some of the twins you photographed are children, I mean, they really get into it. So it's very collaborative working with this camera.
Yeah, I loved as a kid having a Polaroid camera. It was so much fun.
Yeah, it is. It's still fun as an adult
just
to go around and make Polaroid pictures.
Yeah. Now, these photographs were taken over the course of a couple of years at the annual Twins Day Festival in Twinsburg, Ohio, and it's a gathering of several thousand sets of twins. What is it like to be there?
Well, I went there first without the Polaroid camera. I went there with just, you know, a regular camera, 35mm medium format and a large format camera. And I was the first trip there was just, it really blew me away because you feel so strange not being a twin. And I remember going to the airport and thinking, where are all the twins? when I finished the project, you feel kind of left out at first. But after the third year that I was there, people really accepted me.
Yeah.
They almost treated me like a twin,
which is
a great compliment.
Yes, it is. You are part of the family. Let's talk about the photograph of Jonathan and Jeremy Mitchell of Chicago.
Uh-huh. That was done on the first year that I worked with a big camera.
And they're identical twins when you photographed them. They're 12 years old.
Yeah.
But the girls go for Jeremy more than Jonathan.
Yeah, Jeremy thinks he's better looking. And I asked him why. He said, because I'm better looking.
They're both cute.
They're both cute.
Very cute. Well, tell us about this photograph.
There was like, this was done sort of before the festival began, and there was this sort of a dinner for all the twins. And so I ran over there and tried to pull people from the dinner. And I saw them, and they were such beautiful boys, and they had incredible skin, and they just, and I love their T-shirts, and so I asked them if they'd come over, this is one of the first pictures I think I made with that big camera at the first festival in 2001.
Yeah, and their shirts are like jerseys.
Yeah, they're football jerseys.
Yeah, but on the front of the football jersey, they're wearing identical jerseys.
It's identical. They're like real boy boys.
Yeah, and there's Fat Albert.
Huh?
There's Fat Albert, the guy on the T-shirt.
Exactly.
So while these boys are so beautiful and looking at you so intently, there is that lightheartedness there as well.
No, that's a really lighthearted photograph.
Yeah. Yeah. But they're staring at you quite intently.
Yeah, I know. They really wanted to be macho boys.
Yeah. Now, the people in your photographs clearly connect with you. And your camera. How do you develop that sense of rapport with the people that you photograph?
I think it's just a question of having photographed for so many years and loving to photograph people that you have to be yourself. That's the most important thing, because people can read through you, and children especially can read through you if you're the least bit phony. And I want them to be themselves in the picture, so I have to be myself too.
Yeah.
And you have to take control. Because especially as a portrait photographer, you have to take a certain amount of control of your subject. It's very different than working on the street, which I also do, taking documentary pictures. But in a portrait situation, you really do have to control the situation.
Hmm. Another one of the photographs people can see on our website is of two girls from Brookfield, Elizabeth and Zoe Wagoner.
Oh, right. Beautiful girls.
Ah, and you've captured such a strong sense of protectiveness here.
Yeah, they were, actually my husband made a documentary at the same time that I was taking the pictures, and they're very strong in the documentary. They're like two beautiful young girls. They really are. And they don't look exactly alike. When you look closely, you can see that there's a difference.
Yeah, it seems to me the difference often shows up around the eyes or in the tone of the skin.
Well, in the eyes, mainly for me, there's a slight difference, but they're very close to each other. And I think that they wanted to become dentists, I think. I could be wrong, because I can't find the exact notes in front of me about them, but I think they did want to become, they both wanted to go into the same profession. They're both really good students. Of course, they're both very popular because they're so beautiful. But they say they never, if they both like the same boy, then they both back off.
That's great.
So that's great.
Yeah. And that also goes to what comes through in the photograph, protectiveness of one another. They're their very strong presence of these two girls.
Yeah, they're strong young women. I mean, they are. They're very self-confident, and their parents were very supportive of them. They have a wonderful life, these two girls.
Yeah.
And they're blessed with beautiful looks.
Yeah. I wouldn't turn it down.
No.
And then, on the facing page, two more children, which is kind of startling. Boy and a girl, Adam and Haley Polan.
Oh, with the dolls.
Yes, they're twins, and they're holding dolls. The dolls are identical to the twins.
I know. There's this company that produces a twin doll of your child, and their mother bought them. First, she bought one just for the little girl, and then the boy wanted one too. So, you know, because they're very sort of funny. So she got him one too. And I remember one of the things that they said to me was that it was great to be a twin, because if your twin is if your friend gets sick, if your best friend gets sick, then you always have your twin to play with. So that was, But I think fraternal twins are very different, and the relationship is very different. It's more like a brother and sister, although they do, they very much look alike, even though one's male and one's female.
Yeah.
But I just, when I saw those dolls, I just couldn't resist asking them to come into the studio and make a portrait.
Now, another pair of twins told you they were best friends and worst enemies.
Oh, a couple of twins told me that. Yeah. Which ones are you thinking of?
Jim and Jeff, Teal or Theo?
Oh, they're both they're actors. They're both studying acting, and you know they have a great sense of humor, and that's why I asked them to sort of tilt in the frame, because they had a wonderful laugh, and I knew that would make them laugh.
Tell us now about a very moving photograph in the collection. The man you photographed, whose twin has passed away.
Oh, John Reese.
Yeah.
His brother Bill passed away. I think it was in 2000. His brother Bill passed away, and he had the most incredible interview with him. He was voted 22 times. Bill and John were voted at Twinsburg, the twins that looked most alike. And he was also sent to Japan to be on some television program because they were so much alike. And they were so close. And they grew up on a farm in Pennsylvania. And they slept in the same bed for their whole lives. And they never married, though they wanted very much to marry, but they never married because they only wanted to marry twins.
Yeah.
And so now that his brother's gone, he's just, in his words, it's beyond words. He's so lonely.
There's a real tie here to the idea of twinness. This is it's like almost hardwired into people's identities.
It is, and I think it's something that if you're not a twin, you just can't comprehend.
Yeah.
You have to be a twin to understand that bond.
Yeah. Yeah, because I love my brothers, but
no, it's different. It's a whole. This is someone in identical twins, especially. This is someone who's. Exactly like you.
Yeah. One of the questions you asked all the twins that you interviewed was, have you thought about what it would be like to lose your brother or sister?
Yeah, that is really, I think that would be the bad thing about being a twin, because you'd have to confront that. And with my husband's film, that's something that the twins talk about a lot. And I thought up to a certain age I could ask, with children it was a very hard question to ask them, but with adults, I mean, some people could talk about it very freely to me, and others it was just even too incomprehensible for them to be able to talk about.
Mm. When and where will we be able to see this documentary that your husband has made?
Well, it's going to be in the New York Film Festival, and hopefully it'll be seen other places. I'm having an exhibit at the Marianne Boesky Gallery, which opens tonight in New York, and they're having the film there, and it's very moving.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you laugh in it and you cry.
Mm-hmm. One of my favorite portraits is of Shane and Sean Riggins.
Oh, they're the stars of the film. They are amazing, these boys. They're just great. And they are really so close, and they love each other so much. And they said that they knew each other before their mother knew them, because they've known each other since conception. They've known each other. They knew each other in the womb. And they also said that they really hope to take their last breath together.
Mm.
Even when they were kids, when they were growing up, if one twin had a date and the other didn't, the other twin would come along, like the movies. He'd sit a couple rows back, but they had to include each other.
Yeah, and I want to describe this briefly for our listeners. Two men standing very close to one another, their foreheads touching, and holding, and one, each of them holding the other's hand. And they're wearing these wonderful shirts, identical shirts, and the picture it's like a circle, and I think it almost reminds me of the effect of a kaleidoscope.
They were really beautiful people, Sean and Shane. They really were.
Yeah. Well, we need to wrap it up here. Sorry to say.
Well, it was a great conversation.
I really enjoyed it.
It brought
too.
Me back to Twinsburg.
Yeah. Well. Congratulations on
Thank
this.
Thank you so much.
And the best with the upcoming exhibition that opens tonight. And we'll look for... Now, will the documentary be called Twins?
It's called Twins.
Okay, we'll look for that as well.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Mary Ellen Mark has been our guest in this portion of the Afternoon Magazine. One of her most recent projects is Twins. It's a collection of portraits of twins, and it is available now in a collection from Aperture.